You big dummy, see what you did?
Oh no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline studio here until 4 o'clock. And you know when you hear this, the regular Friday features are beginning. Ah, yes. It's time for You Big Dummy. So this is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom votes, I vote, and then the first person through at 312-981-7200 is our third vote. Well, let's begin.
Dummy number one.
Maybe the 21-year-old driver looked at his teeth in the mirror to ensure nothing was stuck in them because he had a big date. Perhaps he was admiring recent dental work. Whatever the case, the man's choice, August 16th, to look at his teeth in the mirror behind the wheel of a Honda Accord appears to have been a poor one, according to an arrest affidavit. It's because he's accused of crashing head-on into a St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputy's marked patrol vehicle. The incident on Regina Drive happened as the deputy said he was southbound when a northbound Honda drifted into the opposite lane of travel and crashed head-on with him. The deputy reported that before the crash, he stopped his patrol vehicle, honked the horn, and activated the siren to get the driver's attention. Evidently, it didn't work. The crash pushed the deputy's vehicle back about 4 feet. The driver of the Honda, a Fort Pierce resident, said he was looking at his teeth in the mirror when he came in contact with the patrol car, the affidavit states. Drivers of motor vehicles are encouraged to keep their eyes on the road as opposed to their teeth. It's unlikely the deputy gave the driver a toothy grin. Instead, he may have gnashed his teeth because of the damage to the patrol car's bumpers. Who wrote this? The driver's purpose in looking at his teeth wasn't stated. The tooth fairy couldn't be reached for comment. The possibility exists that he was contemplating attempting the world record for most Pringles held between his teeth. That title is held by Thetis Vertsloot from Malaysia on June 22, 2005. According to Guinness World Records, Vertsloot held 34 Pringles between his teeth. Deputies didn't sink their teeth into the man, but they did arrest him for driving a motor vehicle without license.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number two.
Ontario Provincial Police say a truck was traveling at close to 100 kilometers an hour when its dump box raised. When it stuck on a highway overpass at Ottawa's West End, leaving the box jammed under the overpass for several hours. The 53-year-old El Monte man driving the truck has been charged with careless driving under the Highway Traffic Act after the crash on Thursday. The OPP, yeah, you know me, says a dump truck traveling eastbound on Highway 47 struck the underpass on Huntmar Drive at just after 11 a.m. The large dump box that stuck the overpass became wedged under the bridge while the rest of the vehicle kept moving. The truck stopped about 100 meters down the Queensway after the crash. In a statement Friday morning, the OPP said that the investigation confirmed the truck had been traveling at close to 100 kilometers an hour with the dump box raised, resulting in that collision. You could hear this loud bang. You could feel the thing move, but you had no idea what it was. Donovan Levy, who was working at the Palladium Auto Park when the truck struck the overpass. Levy said that he walked over to look to see what happened. Next thing you know, all the cops were around the road, and that's what it was. There was a truck jammed in there. Crews removed the dump box from the highway overpass just after 3 p.m. All lanes of the highway reopened just after 7 p.m. The driver of the truck was treated for minor injuries.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
All right. We will take a quick break here on 720 WGN and continue with our dummies. We got three more dummies to talk about here, and then we vote. And that's what's happening. By the way, there was a period of time when trucks were getting tuna canned right outside my apartment, and it's loud. Let me tell you, when that happens, it's loud. That must have been incredibly loud if he's going like 100 miles an hour. It's got to be nuts. So anyway, all right, more dummies coming up right here on 720 WGN, and that's coming up. Yeah. All right. We are back, and the Friday features continue on the Nick DiGiglio Show with you, big dummy. Let's get back to it. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A 40-year-old man accused of having drugs in his trousers told Fort Pierce police the pants were not his, according to an affidavit. The case happened August 5th as police, about 10:38 p.m., went down North 14th Street at Englewood Terrace regarding a fight. The detective reported the two men were fighting, and one started fidgeting with his left pants pocket, the affidavit states. Police patted down the man, a Fort Pierce resident, and reported finding four bags in his left pants pocket. Police said one bag contained MDMA and another held suspected marijuana. MDMA and marijuana are not items you want in your pocket when you get patted down by the police. The man told investigators he and the other man were wrestling as opposed to fighting. He then stated that the pants he was wearing did not belong to him. He said a passerby gave him the trousers, and he knew not what the pockets contained. He did not say that he had ants in his pants. In general, garments that cover the waist and legs, commonly known as pants, trousers, slacks, breeches, or pantaloons, are not shared with passers-by. Meanwhile, it could be said that the Fort Pierce man with the drugs in his pants was wearing the wrong trousers, which, parenthetically, is a 1993 stop-motion animated episode featuring the characters of Wallace and Gromit. The 40-year-old man was jailed on charges of battery and possession of a controlled substance without a prescription.
There's something for you right here. Want it, dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A member of a Facebook group dedicated to men who post photos of loaded guns pointed at their privates in an attempt to, quote-unquote, trigger liberals has accidentally shot himself in the crotch. The unidentified member of the group Loaded Guns Pointed at Venus from the San Diego area posted a video of himself pointing his .45 caliber M19 semi-automatic at his genitals. After a brief pause, the gun suddenly goes off. He says, "Hey, boys, I might have effed up." The man wrote above a photo of a towel stuffed between his legs, along with blood splattered on the floor, and the original and the copy of the Constitution. it. The original footage was quickly deleted, but the group's members uploaded it again. God's caliber 45 went through my scrotum, mattress, box spring, and floor, the man wrote as he bled out. He initially thought the round had just grazed his testicles, but was later surprised to learn at the hospital that he had actually hit his groin. Turns out that it wasn't a graze. That round went right the blank through me. What I thought were two graze wounds turned out to be an entrance and an exit wound. An administrator for the Facebook group told Motherboard that he is 100% okay, actually went to work the next day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number five. A man was driving his Tesla on autopilot mode early Wednesday. Oh, we heard this in the news. Early Wednesday when he nearly missed hitting a Nash County deputy standing outside of his cruiser before crashing into patrol cars from the Nash County's office, sheriff's office, State Highway Patrol, parked on the side of the U.S. Highway 64. Davinder Ghali, a Raleigh doctor, was in the Tesla watching a movie on his cell phone while his car drove itself, officials said. The Tesla collided with the deputy's car first and then was pushed into the State Highway Patrol car from the impact. The deputy, who was conducting a lane closure overnight on U.S. 64 near Spring Hope as a highway patrol trooper, investigated a separate crash. Both the deputy and the trooper were outside their cars. Luckily, the state trooper pushed our deputy out of the way when he heard the tires squeal, and it was an instant that he could have lost his life. It could have been horrific. Goalie works for the Halifax Regional Medical Center in Roanoke Rapids and was driving to Raleigh when the accident occurred. He was charged with a move-over violation and viewing a television device while driving. The Tesla is marketed as having full self-driving capabilities and is created using artificial intelligence technology. The autopilot feature is described on Tesla's website as a feature that, quote, enables your car to steer, accelerate, and brake automatically within its lane.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Yes, Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
All right. Okay, we got to vote. I'll do a recap for you, and then we'll get to voting. If you want to be our third vote, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Okay, are you ready for the recap? We got the guy looking at his teeth instead of the road, smashes into a deputy's car. We got a driver going 100 kilograms kilometers an hour, and his dump box on his truck smashed into an overpass. We've got the man with bags of drugs in his trousers that say his pants are not his. We got a guy in an online group points a loaded gun at his genitals and accidentally shoots his crotch. And we got the guy whose Tesla was on autopilot, but he was watching a movie on his phone. I wonder what movie he was watching.
Madagascar.
Yeah. All right. Where are you going with this one?
I'm going to give the runner-up to the guy who shot himself in his bits.
Yeah.
That's really stupid. You know, what person who has any sort of training in use of a firearm would ever point a loaded weapon at themselves,
well,
much less their own genitals?
If the group post pictures of them, you know, pointing automatic weapons and stuff at their crotch, at least unload the gun.
Yeah. Come on.
So, all right.
I guess. But I'm going to go with the guy watching a movie with a self-driving Tesla. God, it's so stupid.
It's so stupid. Pretty good. By the way, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We want to hear from you. You'll be our third vote, first person through. So get in here now, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You will be our third vote. So the teeth inspection is ridiculous. The guy looking at his teeth.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, come on, man. I also really like the guy who said, these aren't my pants. I think that's hilarious. I think it is hilarious. But I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go with the guy watching a movie on his Tesla and his autopilot.
Damn.
So there you go. If you want to be a we don't need a third. We don't need
it's
a third.
Unanimous.
Vote. It's unanimous. So there it is. That's our dummy of the week. We'll do it again next week. All right. Shall we move on? Maybe get one in, one or two in.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's get one or two in before we break for the news. With this.
Your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as
F bombs.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context,
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context.
Yeah, straight out of context. Another Friday feature. Listen to this radio station. You should, because it's awesome. You listen 24/7 whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context. Sounds a little dirty. Makes you giggle. Like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and then we play them all back every Friday morning. All right, we'll get a couple in before the break here, Tom.
All right, first one here, it's Ben Bradley, caught by Brian Jay.
It took some aldermen kind of maneuvering Lori Lightfoot into position.
Oh, man. all right.
Let's get another couple here from Brian. This is Lou Manfredini.
Stick it in that hole and squeeze the trigger.
Oh, man. Yeah, you'd be talking about, like, caulk or something, right?
It's some kind of caulk.
Yeah.
and then another one from Lou, also from Brian. Thanks again, Brian.
There's going to be areas where you may get exposed wood.
Oh, Lou. I hope Esmeralda is listening.
I hope so, too.
She loves the Lou.
25 years on WGN Radio.
Yeah, 25
and
years.
This is what it comes down to.
I remember when he first started appearing on Roy's show.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I remember when he first started appearing on Roy's show.
And now this.
Stick it in that hole and squeeze the trigger.
And tutu-ta-puti-tutu. Or whatever that is.
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti. I still don't understand what even he was trying to do there.
Well, I mean,
explaining signs between.
I guess that was the sound effect of fingers.
Ta ta tu ta ti.
Ta ta tu ta ti.
Makes no sense, man. All right. We've got a break here, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. And then we'll continue with Straight Out of Context. And we've got Nick D Show Spies and then Fly Jams Friday coming up. Let's break here. Let's get into the newsroom.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right, there it is. And we're right in the middle of Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to the station 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context, it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the date, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and we play it back every Friday. All right, let's continue.
All right, from Wild Bill, here's a little bit of you.
50 feet long, 2,500 pounds, giant, massive snake.
a terrifying beast.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Next is little John Williams here. And this one is coming to us from Mike, Novak Construction.
That's Carol Burnett doing it on an episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show way back when.
Oh, man.
She was doing the Tarzan call.
Of course she was.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. Tarzan call. Fantastic. Tugging on the ear. Tarzan call. Legend.
How do you think she was able to do it that well?
What, the Tarzan?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was just an amazing set of pipes on her.
And she did it every episode.
Yeah.
So, all right.
All right. Next up, another Nick D special here coming to us from Carrie.
He had a little girth.
The German nudist.
Yeah, he was a big guy chasing after his... What was he chasing after?
A boar.
A boar.
Yeah, the wild boar that stole his laptop.
Such a crazy story.
I know.
All right.
Feel bad for the guy. Number 7, coming to us from Waukegan J.
Yeah.
A little bit more John Williams.
I would give my left arm for 10 more minutes of that.
What was he talking about?
Talking about like good weather at his at like your kid's baseball game.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's worth your left arm.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Fair enough.
Because I'm a lefty.
This is interesting. I think this will be the first time. I don't know. You tell me. Number 8, John Landecker. John Records Landecker.
I think when he filled in some time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's been on. But not frequently, obviously.
Not frequently, yeah.
Well, he did some fill-ins. He filled in for Roe all week.
Yeah, filled in for Roe. He filled in for Bob not too long ago. So we've got a little John Records Landecker coming to us courtesy of Jake.
Is that what the horn's for? Yeah. Hold on, bend over.
What?
Is that what the horn's for? Yeah. Hold on, bend over.
What was it? What was he talking about?
Something about a unicorn or something.
A unicorn?
Yeah.
What does hold on, bend over mean? I don't understand that.
I wish I knew. Oh, I wish I understood.
John. Records is
filthy.
Truly is my middle name. Okay.
All right. Next up, a little bit more John Williams. This one also coming to us from Jake.
Say your ball's near my ball, and we're both 20 feet away, and you're not sure how it's exactly going to break.
Golfing?
Yeah, talking about golfing. Using a golfing metaphor.
Right. And they've been using a lot of golfing metaphors the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Ball's near.
What? All right.
And then finally, we're going to cap it off here with a little bit more John Landecker.
More John Landecker. All right.
I got a feeling that diehard Halloweeners are going to do something no matter what.
What? What are they going to do?
Celebrate Halloween.
Oh.
Because there's some Halloween stores that are just like not buying costumes. They just said we're not even going to bother because what's Halloween going to look like?
Nobody's going to trick or treat. Yeah.
Halloweeners.
Halloweeners?
Halloweeners.
Never heard that word before.
Halloweeners.
I think Mr. Landecker made that up.
He coined a phrase or coined a term.
Halloweeners.
Halloweeners. Well, I'm happy to be a Halloweener.
I love Halloween.
Exactly. So you're a Halloweener.
Yeah, I guess I am. Halloween is actually my favorite. Well, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. And you consider Halloween a holiday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Halloween.
Yeah, it's my mom's favorite holiday.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, especially because for me, it's right before my birthday. So growing up, it was always like, awesome. Not only do I get to run around in a costume, watch scary movies, and eat candy, but then in like 4 days, it's my birthday.
You know, you mentioned watching scary movies. Every channel for the whole month, AMC especially, AMC goes nuts.
They do the best one, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Out of the like basic cable.
Yeah.
They do the best one.
But yeah, I mean, it's you got a real good choice of horror movies during that month. So that's another reason why I like it so much. So, all right, let's try this.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. Spies. Spies.
Like us.
All right, there it is. The theme from Spies Like Us. Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd.
Quality stuff.
I believe John Landis directed that movie, if I'm not mistaken. I thought Spies Like Us was pretty funny.
Oh, it's super funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when they're putting him through all those tests.
Mm-hmm. No, Spies Like Us, really not talked about enough. And, I really like Spies Like Us.
You know, like right around that same time, Landis made Three Amigos, which is also a very funny movie.
Yeah.
And those both, you know, they get talk a little bit, but
yeah,
but not in the same regard as some of the other movies.
No, which, to be fair, if we're talking about John Landis, there's
Animal House.
I mean, Animal House.
Animal House? Oh, American Werewolf in London.
American Werewolf. Yeah. That's, honestly, that's my favorite John Landis movie.
Mine's Animal House.
Yeah, which yeah. is...
Animal House, was, Animal House was a seminal movie for me. You know, I mean, it really was. It was a... You know, I was a massive SNL fan, and John Belushi was my favorite. I saw it when I was 13. My dad took me to see Animal House when I was 13. Saw it at the Harlem Cermak Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them. It's still hilarious. It still holds up.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is yep. no way to go through life, son.
Mr. Bluto. That's what they cut to Belushi. He's got the pencils up his nose. Mr. Bluto. 0.0. God, John Vernon's good in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station at 24/7. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to hear about it, and you become a spy. You jot down the day, the time we said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and we play them back on Friday. All right.
All right, just one spy this week, a caller to the John Williams Show. This is coming to us from John, and this was during the Bright Side of Life.
Bright Side on Friday.
Bright Side, yeah. Fantastic stuff. So let's take a listen.
All right, let's pick up a phone line then. We'll start with Kathy, too. You're on WGN. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, John. How are you?
Talk to me. Why are you smiling?
I'm smiling because I hit the trifecta today.
How's that?
A couple of days ago, I was on the Nick DiGiulio Show. This morning, I was on Bob Surratt. And now I'm on the John Williams Show. And I love your show.
When was she on the show? Did she call in?
Yeah, I think she called in.
Oh, okay.
I recognized her voice.
All right.
So thanks, Kathy.
Oh, nice little mention there. All right. So keep your ears peeled. If I get mentioned or the show gets mentioned by anybody at any time, jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. You want to hit the theme and then we'll break? Or
oh, yeah.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
All right. Every Friday, we get Fly and play some R&B and some soul. 312-981-7200. We'll get some Fly Jams going. Love this song. Alexander O'Neill. Produced by Terry Thomas and Huey Lewis. Oh, man. That's a great song. Yeah. Because you're fake, baby. I can feel it.
It's lion season.
It's lion season. That's right. So, stay out of the jungle. been a long week, Tom.
I know, buddy.
Hey, my dad's home. In case you weren't listening earlier, he's good. He's fine. He's back home. He's out of the hospital. Thank you for all of the nice thoughts, and I know that a lot of you included him in your prayers. And he's home, and he's feeling good. And my mom couldn't be happier, and I couldn't be happier. And he's good. And no, he'll be back at the Jewel next week.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're letting him take 1 week off, and then he'll be back. So, and thank you guys for all of the support and the thoughts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was a stressful time. Stressful time for a while. But he's good. He's really good. And he's back home. So, all right. And he, by the way, he likes that song that we just played. So,
that's coming to us from Chris.
Chris.
And we'll say that one's special for you, Mr. DiGiulio.
I love that song. I do. All right. What do we got?
All right. Next up, I'm an average white man, but here's the average white band with Going Home.
First timer. It's not the first time the Average White Band has been played on Fly Jams Friday, but that's the first time that song.
Yeah, it's from their album Soul Searching.
It's a good album, good song.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a firster.
Who would have ever thought that a bunch of dudes from Dundee, Scotland could funk so hard?
I didn't know that they were from Scotland until you told me.
Yeah. Trust me, I was
like,
shocked.
The Average White Band is from Scotland?
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Wow. Yeah, I love those guys. They had a nice run in the 70s. Are they still popular in Scotland? Do people still like them? And not as much as Bay City Rollers, obviously.
Yeah, of course not. But, you know, they're cool with the older generation because everybody's just like, yeah. You know, there was a moment in the 70s where being Scottish and having an afro was like a thing. If you can imagine a bunch of red afros, that was what it was like.
All right. Very cool. Okay, what do we got next for flying?
Next up from our good friend Lisa, it's a little bit of the main ingredient. Just don't want to be lonely. And I don't care if we share only moments a day. I just don't want to be lonely. I'd rather be loved and needed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Main Ingredient. They were a good band. I think they were underrated. So, yeah, that's been we've played that one before on the old Fly Jam circuit.
Well, the Main Ingredient just are so good.
Terrific. Yeah, terrific band. Also, I really like the name. I think that's a pretty cool name for a band.
Yeah,
the Main Ingredient.
Well, it's like, you know, what are you going to put on when you want to, you know, slow down and jam?
When you put on the main ingredient.
Yeah, that's the main ingredient. They've that's got right. what you need. Exactly. They've got the main ingredient.
You know what we should do as a topic?
Yeah.
We need to do worst band names.
Well, yeah, we'll do that on Sunday, man.
Let's do that. Because I know there's a website that's dedicated to some of the worst band names of all time. And, I mean, you know, some of them are like local bands, you know what I mean? It's not just like, you know, huge bands that sold records. It goes all over the place. So we'll talk about that. Let's plan on talking about bands with bad names.
Definitely do that.
Okay. All right, flying it?
Yeah, let's fly it. Let's go over to a little bit of Shalimar. Does that ring a bell?
Of course.
All right, Shalimar, A Night to Remember. That's coming to us from our friend Mike in Louisville. Thank you, Mike.
What was Shalimar's big hit?
Let's see here.
They had a big hit. Shalimar had a real big crossover hit.
Shalimar.
That wasn't it. But I mean, that's a good song, but that wasn't the big hit. I mean, they may have had more than one, but I remember that they had a pretty solid hit. And I want to say it might have been from a music. It might have been from a soundtrack, from a movie soundtrack. But I can't think of it right now.
Interesting. Well, they're. Yeah, I'm trying to look here. Nothing's popping up really. But look at this. They had a career spanning from their studio album span from 1977 to 1990.
Yeah,
not a bad run for Shalimar.
Well, the song that I'm talking about that was a hit was in the 80s.
Oh, was it Dancing in the Sheets?
Yes, Dancing in the Sheets.
Okay, and you were right. It was from a soundtrack.
Was it Footloose? No.
Yeah, Footloose.
Footloose, yeah, okay.
And they also won a Grammy. Do you know what they won a Grammy for?
No.
Don't Get Stopped in Beverly Hills from the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. They won a Grammy
A Grammy for the... yeah. So Shalimar did a few soundtracks.
Yeah, very good.
Very cool. All right, we got time for what?
We got one more here.
One more, let's do it.
So we're going to do a little Tower of Power. This is coming to us from Kim, and they're asking the question, what is hip?
Yep. Great. Tower Power, man.
I have no idea who the drummer is, but he's amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible yeah. drum work.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're great. They're great. So, that was Fly.
Very Fly.
Thank you, Luscious Hushes.
You're welcome.
And it's been a fun week. Everybody have a nice, safe weekend. And stay inside, be cool. And we'll be back on Sunday night into Monday morning.